On to athletics, John May, he never sleeps. St. Patrick's Day, he's still going. How are you, John?
I don't know. Well, I do sleep on time, Pat. But I never give up hope. How about that for a start? And a bit like that Mayo football team.
Very good.
We have not given up any hope yet in KCH. So overnight, we had a big result overnight. Peter Lynch was running in the in a big race over in Florida, an A race and a B race. And unbelievably, Peter was in the B race, finished fifth in what is now a European, it's his second European Championship qualifier time. So he ran 27.49, which equates to about 2.47 a kilometre. There is no treadmill in Kilkenny that will do it. I can tell you that for a fact. So 2.47 a kilometre, 13.54 for 5K twice. And so Peter anyway moves to number 5 on the all-time list, on the Irish all-time list. He's got a second European qualifier, and almost certainly he'll now be selected for the European Championships in Rome this June. That also is an Olympic B standard. Now, that's more impressive than it sounds at this moment, because there's a very convoluted system there, and probably an Olympic B standard won't get you there. But it's his first time to get an Olympic B standard. And the next step up from an Olympic B standard is an Olympic A standard. He will get to go to Rome in June. He'll obviously get into a couple of better races now as a result. And very interestingly, I suppose, when you look at the results, all the athletes around him are sponsored by Nike or Adidas. There's a number of athletes behind him who are sponsored by Nike, Adidas, Hoka. And we got this one guy, Peter Lynch, Kilkenny City Harriers, beside his name. And I can tell you, Kilkenny City Harriers is good, but we're not Nike and we're not Adidas. So I really hope that somebody picks up on Peter Lynch as a result, because it's a phenomenal run. It's a phenomenal run, and it doesn't even put him in a new level. Like, that is the level. That's elite global level. And so hopefully somebody is calling. Hopefully there's an agent looking to try and get him today, and there's somebody calling all the shoe companies and saying, look, we've got this kid. Let's not sleep on him. Let's get him a contract. So, amazing run overnight, Peter. Apart from that, then, we also had a bit of stateside action. Hannah Keogh back in action again for the University of San Francisco. She ran the 1500 last night. Kind of the end of the indoor season over there, but it's great to see Hannah's first year over in America, and she's going through the stages. She, you know, probably had a rocky start coming in as far as December. She made an Irish team, obviously. She went to European clubs. She won a national championship with KCH. And she's coming back into form. So hopefully we'll see her come back here over the summer and put together a couple of races. But yeah, she ran well last night. On top of that, then, today we started Peugeot Race Series. And the Peugeot Race Series, the first round of the Peugeot Race Series is in Portlaoise. And Owen Everard went up there today and he was third. Owen won the Peugeot Race Series last year. So he's definitely got his eye on that prize again for next year. I saw him downtown earlier, walking down along High Street in Kilkenny. He looks like a man who went to war today, so he will have earned a third place up there, because the standard was quite good. Hopefully then he will turn out for the streets of Kilkenny. That's on Thursday week. And unbelievably, Pat, that race is already sold out. So if you haven't already got yourself a number, well, unfortunately, it's too late. And I suppose eight years ago when we started the race, we've got to remember we missed the year with COVID. 8 years ago when we started the race, this was the dream, that we would have a 5K that would be recognised as one of the best races in the country. And I mean, it sold out 2 weeks in advance. Portlaoise 5K is a brilliant, brilliant race, has a super reputation, probably going now for the guts of 20 years. They had 710 finishers today. I can tell you there's 1,000 people already entered in the streets of Kilkenny, and like the crowd that'll be there on the night, the crowd that'll be in the Pats, it's already going to build up to a really, really exciting evening. So we're really looking forward to that, and we're hoping Owen Everard can turn up and some of the other KCH guys, maybe call O'Reilly as well, and give it a real rattle up the front.
Very good. So plenty of action and plenty of success.
Plenty of action, plenty of success, and sure, the juvenile coaches continue to grind away. We've got the indoor relays next week, All-Ireland, and we've got a couple of teams up there. We had a superb Leinster indoor series, so we're hoping that maybe I think we had 8 teams got medals at Leinster. We're hoping maybe 4 teams will return from the All-Ireland with medals. So we'll watch that space, and hopefully next Sunday night I'll be able to report that to you.
Very good. And I saw there that the presentation, the college, they won the All-Ireland Intermediate Cross Country, was it?
That's right. And that team, very, very interesting, that team. They've won the under 17 title. They've already won the under 14 and the under 15 title. So the presentation college in Kilkenny, it's traditionally, I suppose, the Loreto were the stronger athletics college. Presentation, this particular team have come along, they've gelled really well, and like a school site, I can tell you, it's hard work. It's really, really hard work, because you get athletes who are not necessarily cross country athletes turning out today to represent their school. You're right across the span of the island, and it's so hard to win one. So for the Prince to have done 3, that's unbelievable.
All right, John, that's it
for this week. We'll chat to you again next week, Pat.
Okay, enjoy the rest of the weekend.